the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
What, am I missing something?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The reality is, humans are humans are humans, and that's never going to end.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
It's a big, big deal.
Hello. You speak English, sir? Paulo, who's dead English?
60% of the time, it works every time.
I've done the math on this. We've talked about it on this show before.
That's a fact.
You'll learn a little something about yourself.
That's us, dude.
That's why we're radio shows.
That's right.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it.
It's like everything everywhere is going crazy.
I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad.
Let's do this. Discussing issues that matter to you. Finding real answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now, here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. I almost forgot there. It's 4 o'clock, not 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, we have that little intro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got 2 hours left.
Are we doing anything special today for, like, the last show of the year, you know, intro? Charlie, you want to pick up something special versus just our normal cowboy jingle that we enter in with? Mm-hmm. You got an hour to figure it out. Doesn't he?
That's right.
As long as he can put away the smorgasbord in the meantime, we're okay.
That's the hard part with Charlie.
I don't think he can because he just stormed out while you asked that.
All right. Movie reviews. Andy Pate, Dan Muir. What are we going to do?
Well, we're going to do one movie here shortly. It's Molly's Game.
Game.
Yeah.
I got to look that up.
We're going to go into six categories with movies, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to lead off with my biggest disappointments of the year. And a lot of that factors in that I had high expectations, you know, and didn't reach. Then my five pleasant surprises, then my five worst movies, then my five best movies, then best actress and best actor. All right?
Okay, let's get started then.
Okay, let's start off, though, with Molly's Game.
I'm Molly Bloom. Do you know about me?
I read your indictment after I got your call last night, and I bought your book.
Do you understand that you are charged with operating an illegal gambling business?
Are you taking me on as a client?
I don't think I can convince my partners to take a flyer on the poke princess.
If you think a princess can do what I did, you're incorrect. I'm getting it. You don't think much of me, but what if every single one of your ill-informed, unsophisticated opinions about me were wrong? This is a true story, but except for my own, I've changed all the names.
And Molly, my weekly poker game is moving to the Cobra Lounge. You'll help run it.
I was in a room with movie stars, directors, and business titans. They were going all in, all the time.
Thank you, Molly.
This is for you.
Thank you so much.
I'm gonna stop paying you. And my assistant.
You firing me?
I'm not firing you. I'm just gonna stop paying you. You get paid once a week from the game. It doesn't seem fair.
You're gonna stop paying me because I'm making too much money doing my second job, and if I say no, I'll lose both jobs because it doesn't seem fair?
You don't have bargaining power here.
You are unimportant.
Okay. That is Molly's
Game. Sounds good.
Yeah, it does sound good.
That trailer looks great.
And there were other reasons also to look forward to Molly's Game for me. First of all, Molly Bloom, who this is about, she's from Loveland, Colorado. That's where I graduated high school. You've probably heard of her brother, Jeremy Bloom, right? He was a star at CU.
Yes,
he was also an Olympic medalist.
One of our best punt returners ever.
Right. And he was her younger brother. This movie is also about poker and gambling. And what
is that a true story?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's based on, now they changed the names of everybody but her. And you see, it's about poker and gambling. I managed at a casino. So, you know, I always want to go in and get a feel for, okay, how realistic are they when talking about the game, right?
Okay.
Let's get into it. Molly Bloom, played by Jessica Chastain, who, by the way, is a tremendous actress. She's really terrific. Ran perhaps the most infamous private poker games in U.S. history. famous people, rich people. They enjoy a good hand of poker as much as anyone else, but they like doing it outside the public view, right? Because they don't want people coming up to them at the tables constantly. So they can be gambling addicts, just like you see in Vegas, but they do it in private.
Okay.
All right. What's more, they kind of like hanging out together when with people facing the same struggles as them. In other words, there was a big market there. All right.
Okay.
Molly filled this void. Now, she started off as a driven kid with a driven father, played by Kevin Costner. He asked her one time, you know, what does tired mean? And she said, weakness. And he says, you're right. In other words, if you're tired, you're just weak. Okay. And this is true of a lot of these, you know, Olympic athletes. Their parents drive them. Molly went through the same thing. She had a terrible condition as a child. Okay, a terrible back condition. Her back, they had to put all kinds of metal into it. It was like Wolverine, okay, to straighten it out and all this. They said she would never ski again. She was skiing again in less than a year.
Mm.
Okay. She was a brilliant overachiever. She mastered everything quickly. So whether it was skiing or whether it was math or whether it was, you know, computers or poker, which she knew nothing about, she mastered it almost overnight. Because she's just a brilliant young woman. She fell in with a terrible boss who had run a private high-stakes poker game. And he was a terrible guy, very abusive. But he told her, you are to host this. Make people happy. Okay, so she wore a lot of tight outfits.
I see that.
This movie has more cleavage than, you know, what was that movie? Baywatch.
Then the new breast law here in Colorado.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Man, free the nipple. Nipple. Free the nipple.
Here's what's really interesting about her. As she's doing this, she's working mostly for tips and setting aside lots of money. Now, the reason this was interesting for me is because when I worked up at the casino, you know, I worked with, there were a lot of, you know, very pretty young
ladies.
You did
Pit Boss, by the way?
No, I didn't do Pit Boss. Oh, I was, okay.
I was wondering.
No, I was the manager on duty, so I was over all the operations.
Pit bosses.
Yeah.
Got it.
Of it. But
I would always like to be a pit boss. That looks like a cool job.
Not really.
No?
No, you deal with angry losers and drunks.
And the problem is?
You deal with angry losers and drunks. Well, here was the interesting thing, though, that I saw a lot of up there. When you go up to the casinos, especially some of them, you know, you have these young women, and they're very attractive, and they'll be dealing, you know, and they're dealers, mm-hmm. or they are waitresses. And because of their physical appearance, they get enormous tips constantly. Here's what you don't know, and you know I did know because I work behind the scenes. They were putting that money away. A lot of them are constant. You would be surprised. They almost never go home with a man. Almost none of them ever do. Right?
No, they're smart.
Right. There's this idea. Well, they've got to be slutty or whatever. They're working. Not at all. Most of them, a lot of them have kids. They're putting away tons of money, and they're thinking about what they're going to become with that. You would be amazed at how industrious these young women are who are working up at the casinos.
That.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, well, she's a good example. Molly's a great example of that, only she's even far more driven. She's driven to succeed because of her upbringing in much higher circles with more dangerous men. Some are nice, but some have no conscience whatsoever. Their wealth has driven them to just not care.
Okay.
Eventually, Molly's life plummets downhill. Sorry for the skiing reference. And she winds up, getting raided by the feds. Now, tell me this, John. Why do you think the feds raid her? Do you think they really care about...
No, they're trying to go up.
Right.
They're getting her to go up the food chain.
Yeah, they want names because she has tons of contacts.
Right.
And we're talking heads of industry. And eventually, she gets involved with the Russian mob. She doesn't know it.
Oh, the Russians.
Was she getting Russian emails too?
No, but but it was interesting though. At one point, she said her lawyer says he's going to need her hard drive, and she says absolutely not. If you have that, it's going to expose all these people I care about, and she wants to destroy her hard drive, and he won't let her because that's the wrong thing to do. I thought that was kind of funny.
Interesting.
She wanted to basically do everything Hillary did.
And they wouldn't let her.
And the funniest thing is, you know where her hard drive was? Back in Colorado.
In a closet.
Yes.
Downtown.
I thought that was kind of funny. Okay.
That's hysterical.
So there's Molly's game.
Okay, hold that thought, and we'll come back and do the rest of it.
You got it.
We're up against a break. That's perfect timing. We'll do that. Affordable Interest Mortgage is coming up next. Kurt Rogers is our man. He would love to help you even this weekend. If you've got a mortgage question, Kurt will answer that even through the long holiday weekend. 720-895-0500 is the phone number. Call him now and tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
The feds have raised mortgage loan limits. This allows you to take out cash at lower rates and pay off that high interest rate debt, or do that home improvement that you keep putting off, which will increase your value even more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of you have taken out a mortgage or loans with mortgage insurance. With these new loan limits, you can refinance now and stop worrying about the second mortgage being increased as rates continue to go up, or refinance your home up to 95% of its value and eliminate the mortgage insurance payment. Did you know that having a mortgage insurance payment is like raising your rate 1 to 1.5%? Put that $200, $300, $400 of MI in your pocket, not the bank's. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. With these new loan limits, you can now purchase more home at lower rates, all without mortgage insurance. AIM has been your locally owned and operated neighbor since 2001. Online paperless applications, close quickly, get the respect you deserve. 720-895-0500. Take AIM now and see the difference. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Group Insurance Analyst, Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984. Business, home, health, auto, Medicare, life, dental, and more. Compare and shop for all your insurance needs. Call today, 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Yeah, sorry for the traffic report. Our normal person, Chris, is sick today, so...
we can do it.
You and I had to do it.
That's right.
So you predicted snow?
Last weekend.
See, I predicted global warming because I'm socially responsible.
Got it. No, we predicted
not like
snow.
You. I'm not a shill for the oil industry like you.
We are, though.
That's
to
right, we
actually
are.
Say
we love
snow
oil.
Could come.
Speaking of the oil industry, why is this thinking price of oil up so much? What's going on that it's up? There's no reason for it to be up right now. Who's jacking it up?
Demand. Global demand is up.
And that's the only reason it's going up?
Well, there are a number of reasons. But, I mean, that's one big reason, yeah. Also, they did, now this wasn't recently, but they had a while back, you know, cut their supplies and they decided to keep it down. Where a lot of...
ours is going up, though.
Right. A lot of people had thought that they were going to release their supplies in the Middle East and Venezuela and unleash it more. They did not. They kept it low.
Okay. All right, so give us your rundown. Yeah, the rundown, the opinion, the review of Molly's Game, which, by the way, sounds like a good movie so far.
It had a lot of promise, and like I said, it was really interesting to see basically a young woman going through a lot of what I saw the young women going through up at the casino, but then taking it several levels higher into dangerous territory. Here's what works. Jessica Chastain is a terrific actress, folks. There's just no two ways about it. And Idris Elba, who plays her lawyer, he's terrific. He's always good. The strategy of poker was well explained. You know, a lot of times it's hard to follow.
Because I don't know poker at all.
Right. And at times they whipped over it too quickly, but a lot of times they would just actually beam it up on the screen and walk you through exactly what was going to happen next and why.
Really?
Some of it
was
that
part would be cool.
Some of it was even quite funny when they did that. The shock of Molly being arrested by the feds feels real, very real,
okay.
And that you owe to Chastain's acting. There's a nice balance of minor characters around the table without too much detail in most of their lives. You know, it doesn't stray off too much in that way. That's what works. Here's what doesn't. It's dreary and tedious. It really is. There's far too much. What does this mean? TMI.
Oh.
Too much information.
Okay.
Oh, there's far too much detail. This thing has a 2-hour and 20-minute runtime. It should have been 150.
Wow. It is long.
Yes. And the court and lawyer scenes were boring, quite honestly. When she and her lawyer spoke, the back and forth between them, it was so clever and calculated. It sounded like two people reading off a script because they were zinging back and forth too quick. Mm. And the interesting thing there, though, was hearing how Molly very quickly mastered the law and mastered all kinds of laws because that's how she was. She would master anything.
Mm.
Another problem is it wasn't believable. It portrays Molly far too ideally. She's almost like Jesus running a poker game.
Mm.
While Molly would talk tough with anyone who made excuses and ruined their lives, most of this movie was a series of excuses depicting Molly as a victim of men, no matter how noble and honest she tried to be.
Mm.
You know, and when she finally started making bad decisions, well, you know, she had been driven into it by these terrible men.
Got it.
Too ideal and not very believable and dreary. Tedious.
Okay.
Okay. Got 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. I gave it 2 stars out of 5 for quality. Political, 1.5 stars. Very liberal at just a few points, but not enough to take it down to 0.
Okay.
More religious, 2 stars just because once again, you can only show so much cleavage in a movie about poker. All right? I mean, there comes a point where there's too much. Okay? So there you go. If you really want to see something on Molly Bloom and you're into that, is it worth seeing? I think it is, but settle in. It's going to be tedious. It's going to be hard to grind through it. There you go.
Fair enough.
Sounds like a movie. If you like poker, you should go see. I like these kind of movies, actually.
Yeah, but I've seen better poker movies.
Like?
I don't know, offhand. But, I mean, movies where the story...
I think it's Rounders with Matt Damon.
There you go. There's Rounders with Matt Damon.
Really?
Casino Royale, one of the 007 movies that came out a few years back, that had a better thing. But the thing about those movies is they do better with the story.
Okay.
And they clip it along.
So is this really a true story, or is it just based upon a story?
It's based upon her book about herself, largely.
So it is based upon her biography?
Yeah, and it's from her point of view, and you can tell that because of... I mean, she's so blameless. She will not. She doesn't want to allow anybody to spend away their money. She doesn't want to allow. It's like until near the end of what she was going through, she fought off doing anything illegal in any way, shape, or form. Mm. And after a while, it's just kind of you're not the son of God. Okay, there are limits here, and that got tedious. But there was a lot of good points in it. I love the acting, especially between her and Elba.
Not as good as Jumanji?
No. No.
By the way, I've said it already, but I'll keep saying it. If you haven't seen Jumanji, go see it. It was a blast.
I was surprised I was able to bully you two into seeing that.
Oh, it was awesome.
I didn't think you would.
Oh, you didn't? Me? I love those kind
Both
of movies.
Both of you.
Oh, I love those movies.
It was now, only because of fear, your review. We
my
went.
Biggest fear was I never saw the first one, and I didn't know if I needed to see it to see the second one. But after not seeing the first one, no, you don't need to. You can just go see it.
Right. You don't need to see the first one at all.
Because I never saw Robin Williams in the first one. I mean, I saw bits and pieces of it in reruns and stuff, but I never saw it.
That one wasn't nearly as good as this.
This one was really good, by the way.
What'd you think of Jack Black?
He was awesome.
He's fantastic.
Was he hilarious?
Fabulous.
Exactly.
Yes, it was a great movie. I really enjoyed it.
I thought in terms of, and I don't have it in my best movies, but it's right close to that group, and I thought in terms of comedy and focus... See, 2017 was a bad year for movies, okay? It really was. And one big reason is movie after movie would lose focus. They'd stray all over the place. And not Jumanji, man. That
thing
was
great.
Airtight, kept you going all the way through it, and kept the laughs coming.
No, I thoroughly enjoyed it. So let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get into the list of other sundry items Andy wants to cover when it comes to favorite movies and actors and all the other stuff for 2017. We'll get into that. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Nice breaking point. All right, Extreme Auto Repair coming up next. If you need work done to your diesel vehicle, Extreme is there for you. They would love to take care of you. Anything you need, they do diesel repair while other repair shops just don't have the ability to do so. So we're in the heart of Parker, 303-841-1071. Call them now and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Dennis Brewster owns a fleet of tow trucks that run on diesel, so he understands exactly how temperamental diesel vehicles can be, especially in the cold. That's why Extreme Auto Repair in Parker remains one of very few shops with the right tools and training to maintain your diesel truck.
Your diesel truck is your livelihood. If it doesn't run, you don't make money. I know, because at Extreme Auto Repair, I have 7 diesel trucks, and if they don't start, I lose business. I don't want this to happen to you. That's why we are offering $300 off repairs of $1,000 or more now through the end of January. At Extreme Auto Repair, we have the factory scan tools to work on these vehicles. My guys know diesels, and they love to work on them. They will make sure you will start in the morning and give you confidence that your diesel truck will keep making you money. Don't relinquish your man card and get stuck in the cold. Call Extreme Auto Repair today in Parker at 303-841-1071. And get your diesel inspected today.
Welcome to Save Our Soldiers, an ongoing feature from the Crawford family and Crawford Broadcasting to inform veterans about opportunities and assistance programs in their area.
At asbestos.com, veterans get the help you need to qualify for the benefits you deserve. Through the mid-1970s, the U.S. military used asbestos-containing materials to build ships, tanks, aircraft, and more, putting servicemen and women at risk for mesothelioma, a dangerous lung cancer caused by asbestos that may not appear for decades after exposure.
Asbestos.com helps veterans affected by asbestos to fill out the right claims to submit to the VA so you qualify for all the medical and financial benefits available to you. Visit Asbestos.com and call the toll-free number at the top of the website, 855-895-2397.
Brian Murphy of Front Range Mortgage joins KLZ in supporting, saluting, and applauding U.S. veterans. For links to anything you've heard on SOS, visit 560thesource.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Movie reviews we just did, Molly's Game. And we kind of recapped again Jumanji just because I think all of us in the room now, all four of us, have seen Jumanji.
Yep.
It's hilarious.
It was really good.
It is. And it's one of the very few movies of the year that was pretty airtight. In other
words,
it's a
movie you can take
your
kids to.
Yeah, you can.
And like you say, Andy, unlike the other supposedly big movie of the weekend or last weekend, I mean, that thing went every direction.
Yeah, it did.
And this one stayed focused, and you were totally entertained for the time you were there.
And we will be talking about Last Jedi later on in the show, for sure. By the way, here's one big reason that you do these best of, worst of, and you know, shows at the end of the year, not just because you've completed a year, but because coming up are January and February, two of the worst months for movies, it's rental time.
Really? Why?
Hollywood generally shoves their worst movies into January, February, and September. Those are the dead times. It starts to pick up in March because of money. People have spent all their money on the holidays. Okay, so Hollywood simply assumes, rightfully, that they're not, that first
Nobody
of all, they're not.
Nobody has to go to the movie?
Well,
so when the kids go back to school, you notice a big drop off the theaters?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, because people have less money in their pocket. Okay, a lot less. Spending, like up at the casino, spending doesn't pick up again till mid-February. That's when it booms again. Really? And the second reason is time. People usually have come through the holidays, taken a lot of time off. Now they're buried, getting back into work, the new year, and trying to catch up.
And you're right. You know, you're right. If I look at the coming soon, so I'm on Fandango, and I look at the coming soon, there's not much.
But we will find some good shows in there when we're going to do our best for you.
I mean, there's not like dozens and dozens. I mean, there's like dozens and dozens of, I would not go see that.
Right. Okay. First category, because we're going to start with biggest disappointments. Biggest disappointments of 2017. This is usually from high expectations, by the way. These are not the five worst movies of 2017. They're my biggest disappointments. Okay, by the way, did you guys have any really big disappointments? I think you mentioned one, Dan.
Well, yeah, when I took Michael to Transformers, it was a huge disappointment for us, mainly because he didn't enjoy it.
See, for me, it wasn't because, remember, as we were, I watched that with you. As we were walking in, I looked like I was walking into prison.
You did.
I did. I was so miserable.
You didn't want
to go? It is, you know, because, okay, for us, we don't get to go to very many movies. They're expensive, you know, so we don't take the kids out very often. So when he's anticipating a movie and he's excited to go, and you sit there and you watch him not enjoy it, that's really disappointing as a parent.
Even going in, I was shaking my fist at God. How could you do this? How could there, a loving God, allow? Okay, let's get into biggest disappointments. Are you ready?
Okay.
Number five. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. This, by the way, was my wife's number one most disappointing movie of the year. Here's the reason. It was not a terrible movie, but the first movie was so spectacular, so funny, so great, and moved. The story moved. This one went into all kinds of self-introspection, all kinds of psychology. It slowed down. It was boring. It had some funny moments, but it was such a drop-off from the first one. So that's Guardians of the Galaxy. Number four, Lego Batman. Lego Batman was just, look, some of the Lego movies are hilarious. This was not. It dragged.
I have not seen a Lego movie, period. Something about Legos talking, I don't know. Just
you know, Lego Batman was actually kind of dark and depressing.
And there
had a couple of cool moments, kind of fun moments, but otherwise it's like.
Yeah, it just didn't. It didn't happen, did it? Third most biggest disappointment, and that's because this movie came with such high fanfare. It's supposed to win all these awards, and it probably will win some in Hollywood. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which came out about a month ago, and it's going to win all these awards. I couldn't stand this movie. First of all, it was ridiculously liberal. Secondly, it just was boring. I didn't like it. Great lead actress performance, but that's about it. Number two, Star Wars, The Last Jedi. Now, to give you a little context, this was supposed to sell like The Force Awakens, okay? This was supposed to be right there because, it, you know, of all the hype. By the way, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 outsold Guardians of the Galaxy because of all the hype off the first movie. Okay, so this movie was living off the hype of the first movie. However, through Christmas Day, The Last Jedi trailed The Force Awakens by nearly $175 million in sales over the same period of time. In its second three-day weekend, The Force Awakens posted a 40% drop, while The Last Jedi posted a 69% drop.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, that goes to prove it. I mean, my wife, you know, was checking her watch halfway through the Star Wars movie.
Yeah, and it had some good moments, didn't it? It had some good stuff. But it ranged around too much, too many side stories, just too much that you don't care about where they're begging you to care about people you don't care about. And after a while, I was just, I don't care. I wanted to get back to the main characters who were terrific and spend more time with them. Okay. My number one biggest disappointment of 2017 is, I think you'll agree with this, Dan, The Mummy with Tom Cruise. There are people who are saying this is going to destroy his career. Okay. And he came out with American Made later in the year, which was decent. It was okay. Mm-hmm. You know, but The Mummy was awful. It was simply awful. And not only was it was awful with big fanfare, pumping it up for months in advance and a huge budget, and it bombed. So there you go. My biggest disappointment of the year is The Mummy with Tom Cruise.
Yours? Dan?
Mine? Well, I mean, once again, you know, Transformers for us was a huge disappointment. Just because of Michael. I mean, we didn't go to very many movies. Unlike you. I mean, I didn't see, you know, I didn't see the Three Billboards. I didn't see The Mummy. I didn't see, you know.
I There's a lot of them I didn't see. Too,
but yeah.
Are we ready for best movie? Biggest pleasant surprises? Or do we need a break?
No. By the way, did we, you didn't review Downsizing yet, did you?
I'm not going to.
Does it look good?
No.
Doesn't?
No.
It looks hilarious.
First of all,
me.
It's a hard left-wing movie that even left-wing critics are savaging.
Really?
So that's not a good sign. So
because
when left-wing critics savage a left-wing movie, you know you're going to be bored.
Well, yeah. Carla went and saw that one with a friend, and she was totally disappointed with it.
Really?
Yeah.
It just wasn't good.
It just looks awful. And apparently it is. So, no, that was one that I
simply... Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
It's nothing like that. No. That was one I just decided. Where once again, when you see a left-wing movie that is savaged by left-wing critics, don't go.
Yeah. It's okay? The preview sets you up for one movie, and then when you go, it's a totally different movie.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's not the movie you think you're going to.
Really?
Yeah.
It's that awful.
According to my wife, who saw it.
No, you know somebody that went. That's a good testament. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I won't go see it.
How about let's think up now. Let's think some pleasant surprises. Five pleasant surprises from 2017. First of all, honorable mention, The Hitman's Bodyguard. That was not supposed to be a good movie. Remember, it was Samuel mm-hmm. Jackson, and that was funny. It was a buddy, stupid, fun movie. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Was it good?
It was pretty good.
It was good. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, it was fun.
After Pirates 4, people were dreading this movie like we would dread, I don't know, Satan? I'm not sure. People were really worried about this movie. And yet it was actually much better than
We actually went to be disappointed, and we actually went, we weren't.
Yeah, we actually had fun. So a pleasant surprise. But let's get into the top five. Number five, Baywatch. Baywatch was supposed to be so bad, I was expecting Christ to return in the middle of it to stop it, and just say, that's it, I'm coming back, it's time for the new millennium. I was expecting that, but instead there were a surprising number of laughs, and not just me. I always listen to the crowd. By the way, folks, I usually interview a lot of people coming out of a movie to see what they think, up or down. The crowd liked it.
Yeah,
there was
I liked
crowd
it.
Please. Yeah.
I just want to look like Dwayne Johnson.
Well, you do, John. You do.
Well, yeah,
you
thanks.
Do. You do. With that curved mirror we have in here.
Yeah. The silly mirror from the Funhouse.
Exactly. Okay, number four for pleasant surprises, 47 Meters Down. That is the horror movie about sharks.
Oh, yeah.
Very well acted. Very well done. And it's horrifying because you're underwater the entire time, and you don't know where they're coming from in the dark of the water. Now, I know that seems dreary and scary, but it also had just some very, very fine acting. Really well done. Good tension. Number three, Logan Lucky. Did either of you guys see Logan Lucky?
Mm-mm.
Logan Lucky was about robbing, you know, the like the Daytona 500. They made up a
different
thing.
No, I never see that. When I was going to, I never did get to see it.
And the thing that was really surprising about it was, first of all, very pro-American, very, very good to America, and also just funny, very funny performances and a good story. It dragged a little bit here and there, but a really good crime story about how he pulled this off.
Okay.
A good heist movie.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Next one, number two, American Assassin.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah, I expected.
I like that one.
I knew I was going to like it politically, but it looked like it was going to be kind of dreary and slow action-wise. You know, one of these action movies that's just dark and dreary and not. Nope. Fun. I enjoyed it. It was definitely worth seeing. If you haven't seen it, you should rent American Assassin. My number one. Biggest pleasant surprise of 2017, Happy Death Day. Happy Death Day, about a young woman who gets, it's a slasher flick. She gets killed and immediately comes back to life at the exact same moment her day started. And it's just like Groundhog Day, but in this one, she has to solve her own murder and she keeps dying over and over and over again. This is a teen chick flick and it's not a chick flick. Okay, I'm sorry. This is a teen flick and it's funny. It's a comedy. And there are a lot of funny moments and a good story and some good plot twists. If you want to be surprised by a movie you didn't expect much from, see Happy Death Day, which, by the way, shocked people at the box office. This thing made over $50 million. It wasn't supposed to make $20 million. It just shocked people. So there you go. My biggest pleasant surprise of the year.
There you go.
I have a full list on Esquire of movies to see.
Okay.
I think we have time to run through a few of these. Best movies of 2017. We'll see if Andy agrees. I haven't heard of even half of these. The Lure.
No.
A what?
L-U-R-E, The Lure.
Is it a fishing movie?
Don't know it.
By
the way, you got Esquire is going to put out a lot of art flicks and stuff, things that really go over in Europe.
So what do they call Jaws 27? The Lure.
I could find another list if you'd like.
What's next?
Hang on. Maybe I should go to... Should I do... No, not Wikipedia. That wouldn't be good. Would it be,
you know, guys, everybody likes different movies, but I think I'm pretty confident you're going to like my list better. But go ahead.
How about New York Times Best of 2017?
What is it?
The liberal rag of a paper. Should we do that one instead? Dunkirk, number one.
Really? That surprises me.
That surprises me. Dunkirk was nowhere near number one for me.
Ex Libri, the New York Public Library.
What?
I'm just reading these off.
More arty, but go ahead.
Faces, Places?
What?
Arty.
The Florida Project.
What?
The Florida Project, is very arty, very avant-garde. It's basically a very real feeling story.
What did he just say, Dan? He's using big words.
That's a big word.
Those are not allowed here.
Okay, look, the Florida Project, it's a movie set in Florida, obviously, in you know, these poor apartments down there, and it's very realistic with some fine acting, but who cares?
An elderly woman befriends two transgender female prostitutes.
Well, no wonder they don't.
That's in Tangerine, sorry. In the Florida Project,
wait a minute.
He tells a deeply American story of children and adults struggling in the margins of Disney World.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Sean Baker.
So a hit piece on Disney World.
I guess so. Get Out.
Yeah, it's a horror flick. Thriller.
Any good?
It's pretty good.
Lady Bird.
Lady Bird was...
You reviewed it.
Lady Bird, I'm going to mention later in Best Actress, but I did not have it in my Best Pictures. It was a little slow.
OKJA. Okja?
I did not see Okja. Sorry.
I can't pronounce it, so why would I go see it?
This really says a lot, guys, because I saw like 60, 70 movies this year.
Phantom Thread.
Once again, this is the New York Times.
Mm-hmm. Phantom Thread just came out. No, I looked it over and
A Quiet
I
Passion.
Wasn't going to bother.
You know, it's obvious to me that people in New York
art
have
crowd.
No taste
they're artsy,
movies.
Artsy
no,
fartsy people.
Right? Yes.
Can I say that on air? Artsy fartsy.
They're artsy fartsy.
Euro artsy. Yes.
Wonder Woman.
And Wonder Woman.
Well, there you go.
Good. I like that.
And Wonder Woman is in my top five.
I like Wonder Woman.
Okay. I can do Vanity Fair best movies.
I make my wife dress up as Wonder Woman.
Probably not. They'll list other movies we've never heard of.
Dan, do you make your wife dress up as Wonder Woman?
A Ghost Story.
Oh, yeah, every time we go out.
Yeah, me too.
A Ghost Story.
Yeah.
Princess CYD.
What?
What it
See
says.
What I mean?
Princess Side, Princess CYD.
By
Princess
the way, Side. A lot of these movies never...
Princess Sid.
A lot of these movies never even
Why
went...
Why isn't it SID?
Because it's another transgender movie.
Okay. A lot of these movies never even went wide release. I couldn't have seen them.
Personal Shopper.
Yeah,
well, you're
thing.
Not going to fly to New York to see Personal Shopper. What's the matter with you, Andy?
How about Phantom Thread?
Phantom Thread has not gone wide release yet. It is out.
Okay, Get Out, we already talked about.
Right.
The Lost City of Z.
Oh, gosh.
Is that a zombie movie?
Does this give you guys more faith in what
yeah,
I do now?
It does.
do you understand yes. what it does, what it means to do reviews for real people?
The best non-PC movie somebody texted, Logan Lucky.
Yep.
Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah, it's a gay movie. It is.
Okay.
It's proudly.
Faces Places.
Is that another gay movie?
I don't know it.
RPM Beats Per Minute.
I had to sigh. Sigh.
That's an account of a young AIDS activist in the early 1990s Paris.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely one on my list.
Not.
See, when you're reviewing movies, you shouldn't be trying to push agenda. That's why it's good to separate out the political score, not just give an overall score. These guys, they take their political agenda and then say, you need to see all these art films.
Well, you know, every weekend when I'm looking for something to do, I grab either the New York Times or Vanity Fair.
Really?
Figure out what I should watch or see.
I could just do the IMDb.com Best Movies of the Year. We got time real quick. We'll run through these.
Well, do you want to get into our best movies at some point?
Oh, let me read these off real quick and then we'll go to yours.
Go for it.
Brigsby Bear.
What? Gosh, no.
Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Oh, of course that would be one of the best movies.
The Red Turtle.
The Red Turtle, a communist turtle.
Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, I like Thor.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. It.
It.
You
J. Cole, For Your Eyes Only. Blade Runner 2049.
Oh, gosh.
Alien Covenant.
No. I actually kind of enjoyed Alien Covenant, but best movies? No, please.
The Student.
The what?
But these are getting into 2016 now. The Split. Oh. That was this year, wasn't it? Logan?
Logan was this year.
That was good, wasn't it? Or was it?
Yeah, it was different. It was a heavy R-rated kind of... Logan movie. Yeah.
Okay. Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Kong Skull Island.
I actually like that
more. Too.
I like that more than
that
most reviewers did.
Atomic Blonde. American Made. I actually liked.
Had moments.
A Dog's Purpose.
You know what? I'll at least give these guys credit. They seem to be semi-real people.
Mother.
Oh, no.
I heard that was awful.
Nobody liked Mother. The writers of Mother didn't like Mother.
Violent.
That's a movie?
Yeah.
No, that's a description of Mother.
Death Note.
Death Note. No. Death Note is an online anime series.
What?
Yes, Death Note's an online anime series. That's not a movie.
It says so.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Okja, Pilgrimage. The Disaster Artist. A Cure for Wellness, The Dark Tower.
Maybe they made a Death Note movie.
War Machine, All Eyes on Me, The Circle, Wakefield, Guardians of the Galaxy, Baby Driver. Man, it's a long ways down. It was a good movie. I'll go a couple more. 1922, Good Time, and War for Planet of the Apes.
War against Trump. That's what a lot of that was.
Was the ape Trump or was Woody Harrelson Trump?
He was Trump. Because he had to build the wall.
Oh,
had
God
to build
it,
the
God
wall.
Anymore, anytime Woody Harrelson's in a movie, I just don't even want to see it.
Oh, but he could be in some good ones.
He can be good.
I don't know.
Zombieland, man.
I didn't see Zombieland.
All right, we got Traffic Weather coming in a minute. Life Choices coming up next. Anything you would like to do to help Life Choices out, they've got one more day, today and tomorrow, to donate for the end-of-year giving. We would love to have you help them out as much as you can. Go to lifematters.org and find out how you can assist them in all the things that they've got going on. They would love your help, and so would me. Go to lifematters.org. Why? Because life matters at Life Choices.
this year, 400 babies in Northern Colorado are celebrating their first Christmas because of Life Choices. At Life Choices Pregnancy Centers, women facing unplanned pregnancies receive compassionate counseling as they decide whether they will parent, adopt, or abort. Rick Thielen tells the story of one young woman who received a text from God in a Planned Parenthood parking lot.
So this young woman scheduled herself for an appointment at Planned Parenthood. What we did not know is that she had scheduled it for the same time that she was scheduling to come back to get an ultrasound with us. Our nurse texted her, "Just want to remind you of your appointment." And this is her words. She says, "I took that as a sign from God that I was sitting in the wrong parking lot." If it hadn't been for that text, the woman would have went in and had her abortion.
Your end-of-year gift to Life Choices offers hundreds of babies the chance to celebrate their first Christmas next year. To donate stock, call Rick Thielen directly at 303-651-2050.
Are you buying your first home? Or are you right-sizing or downsizing for lower maintenance or a lock-and-leave lifestyle? This is Pamela Meyer of Denver Home Navigators with Keller Williams. I can help you discover and reach those goals. This is more than just real estate. It's about your life and your dreams. Call me today for your free consultation at 303-506-0106.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I'm going to send Dan a text of this, or a email of this picture I just took out the window, and you can post
you can
it up to Facebook.
To
Why can't text it to you?
Text
and you can post it up? Because it's pretty nice out right now. If you've
beautiful.
Not seen it, you're really missing out on a beautiful, beautiful sunset tonight. So, all right, Andy, what is your favorite movies of the year?
Okay, well, first, let's get Best Actress and Best Actor out of the way. Let's do this quick, okay, so we can get into the movies. For Best Actress, I've got three nominations. Frances McDormand, who played Mildred Hayes from Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. She was tremendous. Didn't like the movie. Next, from the movie Lady Bird, playing Lady Bird, Saoirse Ronan. A young actress you guys better get used to hearing about. She is tremendous. And the third one, playing Clementine Churchill from Darkest Hour, Kristen Scott Thomas. What'd you think of her?
Yeah, she did great.
Wasn't
she? Absolutely great.
She was bitingly wicked and wonderful.
Yeah.
And the winner is Saoirse Ronan from Lady Bird. The movie is average. She is worth the price of admission alone. All right?
Okay.
Next one, Best Actor. We're going to lead off with Gary Oldman, playing Winston Churchill from Darkest Hour. He was tremendous. Next, playing Baby from Baby Driver, Ansel Elgort. Young actor who also you're going to be seeing an awful lot of. And finally, playing Tommy Wiseau from The Disaster Artist, James Franco. The winner is James Franco.
I knew you were going to say that.
He was spectacular, off the charts. The movie, not I mean, it had good moments. I actually liked a lot of the movie. Parts I didn't like, it dragged, but he was magnificent. Once again, he was worth the price of admission. Okay, shall we do our five worst and then end with the five best? Five worst movies. Now, in the honorable mentions, there's three of them here, and one of them is the only movie out of all of these I had never saw. but it had so many people streaming out of it. It was a major story nationwide of people walking out of this movie, and that is the movie Mother, which offended and angered so many people and was so atrocious that people simply couldn't stand it. So I'm going to put Mother as an honorable mention. Along with that, Cars 3, which was a dreadful kid's pick. Just should not have been made. Loving
really?
God shouldn't allow it. And finally, I hate to say this, the Christian movie Sean Hannity made, Let There Be Light, with some of the worst acting I've ever seen in my entire life, especially by the kids. Hate to say that, folks.
Bad kid acting.
Yeah, because my heart was there with this movie, but the quality was not. All right? The rest of these movies I gave a half star to or worse. Okay, number five, Geostorm, which was awful. It was basically, it was a disaster movie, which was a disaster. Number four, Blade Runner 2049. This lost the most movie of any movie. By the way, the production and marketing of Blade Runner cost, get ready, $320
million.
Oh,
smokes.
It has grossed less than $100 million
ooh, that's
a bomb, here in America.
And that was just the marketing cost.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy.
No, that was the production and marketing.
Oh, production and marketing. Okay.
That's a big one.
What a bomb.
That's a big loser.
It was basically a long, drawn-out porn movie. Okay, number three, Valerian and the City of Thousand Planets. What's it about? You don't want to know. It's boring. Don't see it. It's one of those sci-fi movies you may be interested in because it looks cool on the cover. Don't do it to yourself. Number two, Just Getting Started, which just came out a couple weeks ago, starring Morgan Freeman and Tommy Lee Jones. What a dreadful... That's the movie where
what
one...
a great cast.
I know. It had more. And that's the movie where one reviewer came out and honestly said, everybody involved in the making of this movie should be charged with war crimes. And he was right. And finally... Wow. Dan, would you like to announce the number one worst movie of the year?
Is
go,
really
Dan.
Transformers?
It is Transformers, hey! The Last Knight. Worst
awful.
Movie of the year, worst movie of many years. Okay, let's get the best movie. Now, by the way, my best movie this year wouldn't be in the top five of most years.
Okay.
This is an awful year. Honorable mention, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Good movie. Good
terrific.
Movie.
Beauty and the Beast. It is up there. Okay. Stand By Me with an Evil Clown. American Assassin, John Wick, Chapter 2,
okay.
Which was a lot of fun, and Spider-Man Homecoming. Okay. Fun movie. Not
okay.
great. Okay, number five, Coco, the kids' movie.
Okay.
And I believe this was Charlie's number one movie of the year. Pretty touching and a little slow, but very touching and some good music. Number four, Wonder Woman. This was one of the, I think it was the second or third grossing movie. I think it was, yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun, a little slow. Number three, Only the Brave, about the firefighters. Number two, Baby Driver. And number one movie, which I just enjoyed, and the crowds just seemed to love the most, Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, Thor was good.
Not only
good
was movie. It very funny, but it had great action, great sci-fi, good movie.
All right, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Grandma's Handyman coming up next. Anything you need done around the house, they would love to take care of you. 303-693-3003. It's grandmashandyman.com. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
You are a skilled handyman, but not so good at all the office stuff that comes up with running a business, and sometimes finding work is a challenge. Let Grandma do all that for you. Grandma's Handyman Service specializes in home maintenance and repairs in and around the Denver area. And Grandma is looking for qualified technicians. All of Grandma's technicians are regular employees, and she treats everyone like family. She'll keep you busy and take care of all the paperwork. Call Grandma's Handyman at 303-693-3003 to start your partnership today. That's 303-693-3003 or find her online at grandmashandyman.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Dan Muir, Andy Pate, Party of Choice, our engineer, Charlie Grimes, and my favorite movies. Andy, you were asking me during the break?
Yeah, just two questions. Number one, did you like that list?
Yeah.
Okay, number two, you guys, what were your favorite movies of the year?
Wow. There's a lot of good ones. I mean, I liked the Fireman movie.
Yep, Only the Brave.
Only the Brave. I liked Thor. I thought it was good. I liked Jumanji a lot. Star Wars, I didn't really mind. I actually kind of like Star Wars. I don't know. I'm kind of a, if it's movies halfway decent, I mean, I guess I'm kind of a movie buff. If it's halfway decent, I'll watch it.
Well, you like Baby Driver, too.
I love Baby Driver. I'm not a super critical guy watching movies. I mean, I'll pretty much sit and watch pretty much any lame old movie just because I like movies. But those were some of my favorites.
So you wouldn't watch a chick flick kid movie musical called Wonder Coco?
No.
Okay. Go.
There are limitations to what I'll see. If they're singing in it, I'm done.
Well, for me, I didn't see very many movies this year, but there's one I want to see again, and that's The Darkest Hour.
Well,
love
that
movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
The Darkest, I love it.
I gave that 3.5, 4 stars.
It was the Winston Churchill movie.
Sorry. I was thinking of the tower thing. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Darkest Hour, The Dark Knight.
It was a little slow, but you had to love the strategy of it, and him dealing with the deep... Trump had nothing on him in dealing with the deep state, did he?
Nope.
Could you see the parallels between
him and
Trump?
It's always been around.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny. I predicted the phone call with Roosevelt just before they did it on the movie.
Oh, really?
So it was great. It's
That's
a great
cool.
movie.
Well done.
All right. We'll come right back. One more hour. Actually, last hour of the year coming up next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.